Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Just as you thought that it can't get any more ridiculous, now we really do know that the king, or in this case, the professor, has no clothes. We're going to be talking about something absolutely bizarre and unbelievable at San Diego State College or University with regards to a requirement that the professor has just instituted that the final exam be taken by students, including the professor, with no clothes. Unbelievable. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this absolutely bizarre situation. Matt, this comes out of San Diego, the state of confusion, with respect to a professor of humanities that just before the final exam issued a requirement for the students of this humanities class that they take their final exam naked. That's right, I said naked. The professor is supposed to be naked, and all the students are supposed to be naked. I can't imagine the content of this class if at the end of the class, it's so debased that he now wants them to take the exam naked. And obviously, there are some students that are rightfully upset.
Yeah, well, this is a dirty old pervert, Professor Roberto Dominguez. He strips down all the way prior to the test and requires and says you will fail the class if you don't strip down naked for this humanities exam and take this class. And it's a University of California, San Diego. And Matt, one of the students in particular is just mortified, literally terrified by this. And her mother broke down in tears explaining to KGTV in San Diego what's going on here. She said, quote, "It's wrong. This is a memory my daughter's going to carry with her for the rest of her life. To blanketly say you must be naked in order to pass my class, it makes me sick to my stomach." Well, it makes me sick to my stomach too, Matt. The class syllabus states that the students must perform a gesture that traces outlines or speaks about your erotic selves as part of the lesson. It's a prerequisite for students in order to enroll in higher level visual arts classes. And so this is a basic, you know, entry level visual arts humanities class. Talk about visual. Yeah, it's an eyeful here. Dominguez told KGTV that he has his students connect with their erotic self because the naked body is, quote, the standard canvas for performance art in body. He added that the room is lit by candles, so it's, you know, it's not real, you know, bright light, but certainly there's nothing that can't be seen here, Matt. And evidently he's been doing this for the past 11 years, but he only tells them, according to this one student, the Thursday before they're supposed to take this exam. So it just shows you, doesn't it, Matt, that just how depraved our entire culture has become, particularly out there on the left coast.
Matt, I can't imagine getting a call from my daughter and saying, how are things going? You're preparing for final exams. And she starts to break down and say, what's wrong? And she said, the professor has just told us that we have to strip naked and sit in the classroom to take the final exam. And if we don't, we're going to fail it. And if we fail it, then we can't go to higher courses because this is a prerequisite to other courses that we have to take. So we have to get a passing grade here. And they do this on the eve of their exam. Not only does it throw that person and the family into turmoil over this class, but they're so emotionally upset and distraught that I can't imagine how they study for the rest of their exams that are pressuring them to do good grades while they're trying to work out this absolute ridiculousness. And I'm astounded, Matt, that this professor has been doing this for 11 years. I think this goes back to something that we've said before. If you know about a problem, if you know about an issue taking place, whether it's on your campus, at college, or no matter where it is, where there is outright discrimination on either religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, or family, that people need to get Liberty Counsel involved. I can tell you what, had we been able to get involved earlier than this, this professor would not be doing this for 11 years. I can guarantee you that. He wouldn't be able to get away from this for 11 years. And obviously there's other students that have been just as distraught that have not complained. They thought that they had to toe the line with this professor, and now it happens again and again and again. It is, however, going back to, Matt, you've taught this course before about sexual behavior in the law. It goes back to Alfred Kinsey, 1948, in his book, Sexuality in the Human Male, 1953, his book, Sexuality in the Human Female. He was a pervert. Unfortunately, his information designed to destroy the concept of God in Judeo-Christian family and morality and marriage has been picked up in various academic circles and even in the court system. And as a requirement, this guy required his staff members to engage in orgies with one another under the perverted notion that if you had any moral opposition or hesitation to doing anything with respect to sex, no matter how perverted it might be, then you couldn't be objective. That was his cover. He was just somebody who was absolutely debased, and obviously this professor obviously has been affected by that Kinseyism, debased depravity.
Yes, sexual pervert Professor Roberto Dominguez at the University of California, San Diego, clearly is a Kinseyite, Matt. But what's interesting to me, as you point out, if Liberty had, Council had gotten involved, there's clearly potentially a number of causes of action here: tort and intentional infliction of emotional distress. How about religious discrimination? You know, a violation of the First Amendment. But, you know, you hear constantly...
How about public indecency laws, too? I mean...
Yeah, no, exactly. No kidding.
You can't walk into a class naked and expect to just, you know, unless maybe it's San Francisco, but expect to not be violating laws. That would be against the law anywhere in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that the University of California, San Diego, is allowing this and has allowed for 11 years to continue to the terror and horror of students is amazing to me, especially when you hear this common refrain you hear from radical feminists talking about a, quote, rape culture on campuses. We'll talk about an environment, you know, ripe for creating, you know, untenable situations for particularly young women. What happened to modesty? What happened to privacy? And it's just absolutely intolerable that he would do this and be allowed to get away with it. Yet here we are.
Yeah, you know, when you said that he is trying to justify this on the basis that if you don't do this, then you're not going to be qualified to continue in this course or for higher learning courses for which this is a prerequisite. It sounds exactly like Alfred Kinsey justifying that the people need to engage in sexual orgies. And one of the individuals who worked with Alfred Kinsey in the founding of this Kinseyism at Indiana University started this sexology training institute in San Francisco, and they came up with a book in the 1970s, pictures of the staff. It's just completely undressed. It's the same kind of thing. They're literally trying to destroy the very moral foundation. This whole issue regarding taking off any moral parameters around human sexuality is ultimately an attack on not only marriage and Judeo-Christian morality, but on God himself. I mean, because that is what it ultimately is designed to do. This is an anti-Christian, anti-theist position.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And we're going to see more and more of it, Matt, as our culture just plummets into sexual depravity and you have the state officially sanctioning such horrible positions.
You know, it's hard to even know how to comment on this particular situation, but if you know of a situation in your community that falls within the parameter of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, or the family, please let Liberty Council know. Put us in touch with the issue or the person or the place so that we can get involved to remedy these kinds of egregious acts. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, or libertycouncil.com, another one of our websites, libertycouncil.com. On that website, you can get to Liberty Council's website. You can get to the Liberty Council Action website. You can also sign up for a number of our emails. We have the emails for Liberty Council. We have Liberty Council Action, our public policy. Then we have Liberty Relief International, our international relief program, raising resources for our persecuted brothers and sisters who are displaced and who literally are losing their lives, their homes, their jobs, everything, because they are Christians and they are confronted and assaulted by radical Islam. You can be involved in so many of these areas, both domestically and internationally. Pray for Liberty Council. We are a nonprofit, tax-deductible organization. Contributions to Liberty Council are tax-deductible. Pray for the ministry and continue to support Liberty Council with your prayers and your regular financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.